Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Adam. In this week's headlines, UK protesters call for targeted sanctions on military. Religious groups free 2,000 civilians in Kachin State. Military accused of forcefully conscripting Rohingya. And 7 Rohingya were killed in Arakan State following military training. 80 people protested outside the British Foreign Office in London on Wednesday. They called on the UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron to sanction the Myanmar Oil and Gas Enterprise, the Myanmar Investment Commercial Bank, and the Myanmar Foreign Trade Bank.
Even after David Cameron became the Foreign Secretary, he didn't say, I haven't had anything initiated from him yet. So we show our solidarity and then our support to Burma Campaign UK calls to do it quickly, like targeted sanction.
That was Julie Kine, the protest organizer and co-founder of UK-based group Stars of Myanmar Friendship. The UK government has sanctioned sources of revenue, arms, jet fuel, and equipment to Myanmar. This includes military-owned companies and the gem sector. The US and EU have placed targeted sanctions on state-run enterprises, known by its acronyms MOGE, MICB, and MFTB. Religious groups negotiated the release of 2,000 residents of Xuen Yongpin and Ong Mie villages in Weima Township of Kachin State on Wednesday. At least 4 civilians were killed and 2 children were injured inside a monastery where they were sheltering from attacks. The 2,000 rescued civilians were temporarily relocated to Meinya village in Weima Township. They had been trapped since fighting between the Kachin Independence Army and the military began in the area on March 7th. The civilians accused the military of using them as human shields. A video shared by the National Unity Government Deputy Minister of Human Rights, Ong Cha Mo, allegedly shows new military recruits in Arakan State. The Rohingya Mayafuinor Collaborative Network Director, Yasmin Ula, confirmed to DVB that this video includes Rohingya.
Hearing and seeing that Rohingya are also being conscripted forcefully into the junta, and there are some allegations that Arakan Army are also doing the same. It's worrisome seeing that Rohingya are being conscripted.
That was Yasmin Ula, the director of Rohingya Mayafuinor Collaborative Network. The military enacted its conscription law on February 10th. Rohingya leaders have been told to compile a list of names with those in the age bracket of 18 to 35 for military training. Ula added that Rohingya communities in Arakan State are on the brink of starvation. Rohingya living in internally displaced persons camps near Sitwe told DVB that the bodies of 7 Rohingya men killed after military training were returned to their families on Thursday. The military reportedly gave a 15-day training to nearly 1,000 Rohingya IDPs in February. The president of the Burmese Rohingya organization UK, Tun Kin, told DVB that 97 Rohingya forcefully recruited into the military have been killed so far. The Rohingya IDP camp leader added that the recruits were told they would receive a national registration card in return for military service. At least 120 people have been killed and 200 have been injured in Kareni State since resistance forces launched Operation 1111 to wrest control of the capital Loikaw from the military on November 11th. Banyar, the second secretary of the Kareni Interim Executive Council, spoke to DVB.
We may control at least 65% of the Loikaw already. Still the landmine and also still in the process of managing the city.
That was Banyar, the second secretary of the Kareni IEC. He added that there are now 350,000 IDPs in Kareni State. This number includes those displaced from their homes in neighboring Pekon Township of Shan State. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Adam. Coming up from March 20 to 24th, Our Voices, Our Needs, an exhibition of unseen voices of women from Myanmar, will be at Gallery Simonis in Brussels, Belgium. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.